USA News update. Iran has agreed to release 4 jailed Americans and place them under house arrest with the intention of allowing them to travel to the United States in the coming weeks, following a month-long diplomatic push by the Biden administration. That's according to a statement from the family's lawyer. At least 36 people have been killed by devastating wildfires on the island of Maui in Hawaii. Hawaii resident Jordan Sarabay, who lost his home to the flames, describes his experience escaping the destruction.
I had to drive through flames. You know, there was a van and a house already on fire. The smoke was going over the road. Literally don't know what's on the other side of me. And just hoping and praying I don't hit anyone. I don't hit a car and get stuck. The van next to me doesn't explode.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. FEMA and the Red Cross now stepping in to help people who lost their homes. Tim Berg, USA News.
Recently, President Trump was talking about the big news networks, and here's what he said.
We have others that come along, and they're doing well, and Newsmax has been really good, and, you know, others are coming along.
Many Americans agree Newsmax TV is really good. Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. You should, too, and find hit shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stitchfield, Sean Spicer, and Lindsay Keith. Tune in tonight for Newsmax's newest show with Steve Cortez. It's called Cortez and Pellegrino. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax, or you can switch. Plus, get Newsmax free on most smart TVs and OTT devices like Roku, Pluto, Zumo, and Amazon Fire. Millions have already downloaded the free Newsmax app on their smartphones. So start watching America's fastest growing cable news channel, because Newsmax is real news for real people.